now Argentina, where the Montoneros guerrillas appear to have resumed their terrorist activities after a lull of some 12 months. According to a message sent to a Buenos Aires newspaper, the Montoneros say they were responsible for a bomb attack which injured an economic minister and his family and killed two of his bodyguards. A report from our Latin America correspondent Harold Briley.
The message said this Montenegro combat group had blown up the minister's home to carry out a death sentence against him. It said the operation went without a hitch. His home was destroyed and his bodyguard wiped out. But it added, the minister himself, Dr. Walter Klein, had miraculously escaped. He, his wife and four children were rescued from the rubble and are now making satisfactory recovery from their injuries in hospital. But the size of the terrorist group and the daring nature of their attack is a warning which has not gone unheeded by the military government. It was carried out by 13 men and women in broad daylight on the minister's home in a residential area of Buenos Aires. The head of the economic ministry called it one of the strongest attacks yet experienced. A massive police and army search has been going on for the raiders. After a lull of more than a year, it signals what could be a resurgence of terrorist activity, threatened 2 months ago by the top Montenegro leader in exile, Mario Fremenich. The Montenegros, formerly supporters of the Argentine dictator, General Juan Perón, were smashed by the army in a big offensive after the 1976 military coup, which ousted General Perón's widow. Many of its members were killed, but some managed to flee abroad. They surfaced now just when it looked as if the military regime was ready to relax its hardline tactics, which human rights activists say have led to repression and abduction of thousands of people by the secret police. This latest outbreak of violence has strengthened the hand of the hardline generals. Harold Briley, BBC, Buenos Aires.